Podcast. The School of the 12 Holy Knights. Everything we eat. A nursery rhyme with payload. Fascinated by the insights of Christmas Eve, I stood with our eldest son on the snow-covered balcony and enjoyed the view over the winter landscape. We chatted and dulcified the moment with one of the exclusive cigars from the restaurant and a glass of good old whiskey. Fire, water and smoke. This was the perfect way to pay homage to the element of fire, I thought. This seems to be almost a kind of ritual. We assimilate the element of fire. But also, at the previous more than luscious supper, we have done essentially the same. We assimilated the element fire. Finally, it is the power of the sun stored within the food, which we assimilate and make use of. On this day, our daughter-in-law fooled around with our little daughter and repeated again and again the same nursery rhyme, which is hard to translate in English language. But its meaning is that everything we eat at its very end becomes doo-doo. I found this rhyme not really literary of value, but its permanent mantric repetition let me reflect on its fundamental meaning. What again should this tell me? It was about the food chain. The energy we extract out of our food comes at the end from the sun. And our excrements, as well as the excrements of all creatures on earth, become humus and forms the basis for the growth of plants. These assimilates the nutrient and especially nitrogen to transform through photosynthesis the carbon dioxide from the air, for example, to sugar and starch. This way the plants make the energy of the sunlight usable to other creatures. These eat the plants to cover their energy needs or eat other creatures, which bodies finally are also made out of tissue, which through ingestion is piled up from sun energy too. No energy is lost. It is every time only a transformation of energy. It is a circulation. December 25th was also the day of our homeward journey, which was not accompanied by rainbows, but nevertheless was riddled with small events, which gave us an understanding of the rules for the days to come. Especially, we learned that really everything what happens at the following days should be part of the play of the 12 Holy Knights. Everything which crosses our way, everything we do consciously or unconsciously belongs to it. Already in the morning, in front of the bathroom mirror, I discovered a hint. The lettering on my t-shirt, Eastern Tacoma 17, looked like Stern O99, because some of the letters were covered by folds. Translated to English, this would be Star E99. When interpreting E with East and 99 as a number for divinity, then someone could read out of this, follow the star in the East to the divinity. Sounds in some way like the three holy kings, who followed the star and pilgrim to the Christ child. I thought and saw this as an acknowledgement that our educational trip will last until Epiphany on 6th of January. Because it was Christmas Day, we've got a little present on every motorway service we stopped. For example, a bottle of red and white wine and a honey-colored and red-colored candle. Further, I found three vouchers, which I delightedly changed into a cup of coffee. Grinning like a Cheshire cat, I thought the toilet visits of the last days brought really a lot of insights to me. If this was a hint to the daily motto as well, remains undecided. Thankfully, we accepted the presents and continuously collected the jigsaw pieces of the day. While the car trip, for example, we discovered a lot of puns on road signs and number plates on the vehicles around us, which matches things my wife and me are currently talking about. There was also a very graceful huge billboard from www.god.net, on which stood I choose you. Arriving at home, we light the two candles and drank from the red and white wine, matching the colors of the day. It was a passage from red to orange. I was curious that we experienced so many exciting things during the day, but that I dreamed nearly nothing what I was able to write down in my small booklet. I prepared so expensive for a contemplative Christmas season and wanted to listen to my dreams, and what I have got was a lesson of a particular kind on the fast lane of life. I tried to keep the season of the 12 holy nights free of any common liabilities and dates, but as chance would have it, some things happened which artfully undermined my intention and which should bring us, beside of a contemplative, a very movable Christmas time. The journey to the parents of my wife was planned long ago, but a scheduling conflict in November caused that a trip to the Lake Constance had to be shifted for some weeks. The new date of the journey became, for lack of alternatives, the Boxing Day. This meant that we had exactly one night at home until our journey continued to Lindau at the Lake Constance.